This would normally be the time that we would get quiet, and we're not doing that today because today is a very special day. Today is for, in my opinion, it is the highest holy day of Science of Mind. It's the highest holy day, and let me tell you why. It's the only ancient day that the ancient peoples worshipped that wasn't really stolen by the Catholic Church and made into something that is Christian. So this day, Groundhog Day, the February 2nd, happens to be halfway between the winter solstice and equinox. Halfway point. And the ancient peoples thought that this was a really important day because they were rural people, and so they predicted if there would be more winter, that wasn't particularly a good thing because the ancient people depended on agriculture and et cetera, et cetera. That has transformed into the whole thing about a groundhog predicting the weather, predicting the winter. Now, here's the thing. That groundhog sees his shadow if it's sunny, right? And then the forecast, the prognostication, the forecast, the prediction is winter for 6 more weeks. Okay. We're religious scientists. We do not believe in someone else telling us how much good is going to be ours. How much we're going to do. We say, just a minute here, if someone's going to declare a prediction about me, it better be me. I better be the one choosing it. So here's the thing about the groundhog, I promised to tell you. The only reason that groundhog sees his shadow, he's looking in the wrong direction. He's looking away from the light. You cannot see your shadow if you're looking into the light. It's behind you. And honestly, that's where our shadow is supposed to be, behind us, where we're not living out of it. We're not creating from it. So in this center, we take this day as an opportunity to set intentions, to make a decision about what we want the rest of this year and right up until next Groundhog Day to be like. What God quality do we want to embrace more than we have so far? And then, as our wonderful journal reminds us, what action do we intend to take? Because intention without action is fantasy. Intention without action. So not only do we need to have an intention, but I'm encouraging us to take action, to have actions to take toward that. Now, this whole year is a year of living joyously. This month is living in love. And today's topic is self-love. Self-love. And there could be nothing more loving that you can do for yourself than to make a decision today to move in a clearer direction toward the good in your life or the God in your life. So all the qualities of God, there are many, but I'll just remind you, love is one of the foremost. Love, as Reverend Ann said in her opening prayer, that love operates through law, that joy, harmony, freedom, abundance, truth, wisdom, all of things, these are qualities of the divine. We look around, we see beauty everywhere. Well, we only can see it because it's in us to see. So what is the one thing? So I'd ask you just to close your eyes for a moment and get quiet inside. And ask that divine self, if you were here for the meditation, you already have an idea, but ask that divine self within you, yourself, your sacred self, what is my highest, holiest intention for this year? And listen to the answer. I invite you to come back, be present again. We're going to do this ritual